From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. President Trump is under attack across the political spectrum for his failure to strongly denounce the white supremacists who staged a rally in Charlottesville, Virginia that turned deadly. On Saturday, the president condemned, quote, this egregious display of hatred, bigotry, and violence on many sides that resulted in one death and 19 injuries after street violence. Sunday, in a follow-up statement, the White House said President Trump, quote, very strongly condemns individual hate groups such as white supremacists, KKK, and neo-Nazis. His national security adviser, H.R. McMaster, said the deadly violence that broke out at the rally meets the definition of terrorism. In an interview on ABC News, McMaster described the car ramming into a crowd of counter-protesters Saturday that killed a 32-year-old woman as a criminal act that may be motivated by hatred and bigotry.
The president's been very clear. We cannot tolerate this kind of bigotry, this kind of hatred. And what he did is he called on all Americans to take a firm stand against it. This is a great opportunity for us to ask ourselves, what are we teaching our children? Tolerance has to overcome this kind of hatred that is grounded really in ignorance, ignorance of our values and what makes us unique as Americans, our commitment to each other, our commitment to freedom, liberty, tolerance, and rights for all of us.
Some of those who were injured were critically hurt, and two Virginia State police troopers who'd been monitoring the unrest from the air were killed in a helicopter crash on Saturday near Charlottesville. You're listening to news from the Voice of America in Washington. The top American